شكرا يا ربي شكرا.
مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Wednesday morning on our program The Plus of Marriage. Every Wednesday is between 11 to 12. Yes, my name Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And my engineer this morning, none other than Brother Boniface. I want to welcome firstly our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. Let's welcome them, inshallah, into the program. And let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, to our beloved listeners, if you have any questions on the bliss of marriage, 0847863132. 0847863132. International overseas listeners, plus 27847863132. Plus 27847863132. Yes, my beloved listeners out there, if you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage, I know you are there, and I know you are listening, and I know it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. Before we begin with our program, very, very, very sad news that we have just received. I don't know if the listeners heard of it, the passing away of our beloved sister in Islam, Sister Nadira Venker. Allah Ta'ala, she has returned to the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family. Allah Ta'ala grant the family sabrun jameel. I spoke to the family as well. I spoke to the cousin. It's sad. It's very, very sad. Very, very bad. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant our beloved sister marhuma, Sister Nadira Venka, the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah, and make it easy for the family. Grant the mother sabrun jameel and Sister Nadira's children, inshallah. Well, my beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad has just entered the studio. Let's welcome him, inshallah, into the program. I know everybody was sending me messages. Mulana Arafat, please tell Muftisab to make dua. Please tell Muftisab to make dua. And she has returned finally to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ustad, let's welcome you, inshallah, into the show this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat, jazakallahu khair, ji inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is the reality today. Allah alone knows what actually happened, what the circumstances are, but our sister Nadira has passed away. Each one of us should read Quran Sharif, Qul Wallahu Ahad, Surah Yasin, any part of the noble Quran, and inshallah dedicated to her and to all the marhumin. And as I told you on many occasions in the past, that whenever we hear somebody passes away, these two verses of the noble Quran, we should always by heart and memorize. Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, Rabbana اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Similarly, chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10, ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. So chapter Surah 59 verse 10, we make dua. Allahumma ighfir laha warhamha wasakkinha fil jannah.
Ameen.
Allahumma arzuqha jannatul firdaus. Allahumma hasibha hisaba kaseera.
Ameen.
Allah Jalla Wala, make it easy for her mother, for the children, for the entire family. But for us, the lesson we should be taking is, none of us going to live forever. Death will come. And remember how it will come, that only Almighty Allah knows. So in the mornings we are doing Surah Yusuf. So we should be learning and reciting the dua daily, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alihiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Second one, that remember, we know that how violent South Africa has become. Corruption, crime is gone out of control. So again, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protectors, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. May Almighty Allah grant Sister Nadira Venka all the marhumin, Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see on that point, Ustad, Mrs. Adrian just sent a message, not now say, but Mr. AK, why kill the innocent child? Mrs. Adrian, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mrs. Adrian, you are listening to us now for years, I assume and presume. And I always say that marriage can be a bed of roses, and marriage can be a bed of thorns as well. Whether there was domestic problems, domestic violence, who is responsible? Therefore, I said, we do not know all the circumstances. And will we ever know? Allah alone knows that. Remember, because we know today with bribery, corruption, so many things just go missing. Crucial, vital evidence goes missing. The whole file goes missing. We know we don't have much. You must remember confidence in our police. Nor you must remember in the judicial system for a normally ordinary person, ordinary Joe in the street. So that is where we are nowadays. But remember that who is responsible, why it happened, all that. So now all that is finished. That Almighty Allah make it easy for the lady, make it easy for the family. And remember who is responsible. Now we can't go and probe into all these things. The matter must be handed over to the police, and Allah alone knows when they will come and find out who. So many unsolved murders, so many unsolved people who were kidnapped and so forth. And what did we find? We found zero many a time. Sometimes they found, but very seldom, really speaking. So therefore I'm saying that, you know, as Muslims, that rather we make dua, give charity and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. The people who are guilty of this heinous crime, that remember in this world also they will pay, and in the year after definitely they will pay. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Ameen. For all parties concerned.
A brother says, dear Ustad, what dua can I read for Allah to prove my innocence? Okay, Mufti Saab, I do have a lot of female friends, and my wife is accusing me with her best friend. But Mufti Saab, I've got a child. I don't know what to do. Any dua, Ustad, to prove my innocence? Anonymous brother.
Remember, brother, that is why Islam teaches us segregation between the genders. You, by your own admission, you say you have a lot of female friends. So what need is there for all those female friends? You went with this one to school, you went with that one to university, you worked with that lady. But why continue with all these things now? You know you are married, you have a masoom, innocent child. So without a shadow of doubt, you are partially to be blamed, my brother. So now that maybe she wants divorce, or maybe she wants out of the marriage, or maybe she's accusing you that you having an affair with her best friend. Now again, that you must remember, when her best friend used to visit her, then people today say be broad-minded, so let's socialize together. So sometimes you will find that the wife's best friend is there, and your wife had to go to kitchen, bathroom, you alone with her. So many things will spark. You must remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يخلون رجل بمرأتين إلا وثالثهما الشيطان. Never do you have a strange male, strange female, they're alone in privacy. The third party there will always be the shaitan. Is authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So that is why we ourselves, husband, wife, majority of the cases have discarded the law of hijab, parda, segregation. Say, no, no, broad-minded. So who ran away with the wife? The husband's best friend. But who introduced the best friend to his wife? The husband. So I'm just speaking generally, you must remember. So these are the problems we face because we don't want to practice on the Islam that the Quran teaches us, the Sunnah Mubarakah taught us, the beloved Sahaba and companions and students of the Master alayhi salam taught us. So in a case like that, you say you are innocent, she wants out and so forth. There's an innocent child involved. So read, you must remember that if you are really innocent, I'll give you 3 verses. If you are really honest, then all might Allah will help you. But if you are looking just for an escape route, then you will get disgrace further. And remember my advice to you, the husband, go spill all the beans to your wife and tell her I'm guilty of A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and so forth. But I still ask you for forgiveness. I still want to be your husband. I still want to be the father of the child. I don't want our child to grow up with a single parent. So you need to do this. These are the 3 verses. Surah chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. That, Ya Allah, I hand over my matters and affairs to you. Verily, Almighty Allah is all observing over the servants. Surah chapter 40, verse 45. Almighty Allah states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. The people who are plotting, planning, scheming against you, Allah will protect you from them. Second one, chapter 29, verse 30. Now you will get people who are adding spice also. They will come there and tell your wife that he did this, he did this. So Surah chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, assist me against the people who are the mischief makers, troublemakers. The dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salam against the gay community. And the third dua read Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 173. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. So Almighty Allah states, wa fadlil lam yamsasum su. These were the beloved Sahaba, the beloved companions, radiallahu anhu majma'in, of the Master, peace be upon him, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemy sent a person and somebody go tell them, we are mobilizing, organizing our army and forces. So these were Sahaba, taught and trained by the Master, alayhi salam. Instead of getting terrified and petrified, 2 things happened. Fazadahum imana. Their iman increased, their faith and conviction increased. And verbally, they announced and pronounced, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our affairs and matters. Chapter 3, verse 173, and with that you can add, chapter 22, verse 78, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. That you read, حَسْبُنَ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ. Allah is the best of protector, وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ, and the best helper. So Allah make easy, but my advice to you, let the child be the factor that unites the two of you, and do not break it, forgive one another, and you, brother, get rid of all this context of yours, this who lady, and this lady, and that lady, and you, sister, don't just allow your friends to come to your house, and then they will chit-chat with your husband, and so forth. That's where all the rot and everything starts. Allah protect us.
So, the listener says, my wife stopped cooking for me, Mufti Saab, stopped at all. Can I chuck her out? She says, we will eat out every day. Does she think money grows on trees, Ustad?
So you must remember, anytime you see you husbands also, I don't say all, but many, you will give me the tail end of the problem. Now look at this case. I don't know you, we don't know your wife, we don't know, right? But we use it as a case study for the ummah. Thousands of people can benefit. The esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people who listen to the podcast here, there, nationally, internationally, globally. So inshallah, our brother Bonface will prepare the podcast and so forth, inshallah Aziz. So the point I'm making here is this. You said, husband says that wife say no more cooking, and now you want to check her out. But I say rewind. What happened before that? Did you assault her? Did you treat her badly? Did you refuse to spend on her and so forth and so on? Something must have happened. You married 2 years, 5 years, 4 years. It's not normal that the lady will just come, enough is enough, and I'm no more going to cook and so forth. We'll eat outside. There must be something that sparked that thing to happen so that you are conveniently omitting in your statement there and in your query there. So brother, you need to be honest. What happened that made this lady get so frustrated and fed up and so forth? Yes, she also knows money doesn't grow on trees. So no sense saying you want to check her out. If you are wrong, ask her for forgiveness. If she is wrong, then explain to her that she's wrong. And your job should be jorna and not torna. Your function should be to make the home and not to break the home. Both of you don't behave like small children now. So it's the month of Ramadan. And read this dua abundantly, Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Chapter 25, verse 74, the 19th Supara, 19 Jews there by the first quarter, which ends is there. So Allah grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes.
Ameen.
Both of you from today, today is Wednesday, and after Zuhr, duas are accepted. Read the 99 names of Almighty Allah. Chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahil asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla wala by those beautiful names. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man hafidaha dakhal al jannah. Man ahsaha dakhal al jannah. You by heart and memorize the 99 names of Almighty Allah. You look inside and you read it, you go to Jannah and paradise. That is our aim and objective. And read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadu. Today, mashallah, in our family we got, you know, young people, Allah reward them. They're learning Arabic calligraphy. So they send me the names of Almighty Allah. So today they send Ya Wasi'u, Ya Wasi'u. So I told them, make this translation. Ya Allah, you are ample in giving. You give in abundance, Ya Allah, without limit, without condition. That is Almighty Allah. So read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Bring this love between husband and wife.
Ameen.
The sparks are gone. The marriage has become stale. The marriage is on the rocks. The husband in the docks. Ya Allah, bring that spark back. So you cry, you beg, you petition Almighty Allah today after Zuhr, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will unite both of you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see the brother's name is Ilyas Muftisab. He says, okay Muftisab, it seems maybe you know what my problem is. I used to bring haram money into my family. I used to deal with backdoor, but I stopped now, Muftisab. Now is that the reason for her to stop cooking at all? How did Muftisab know? Ustad.
So we're not sitting here with a global, you know, ball here or something, you know, crystal ball or something. Allah's fazl, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, we in this field, we 40 years plus now, you know. So some common sense we will have and some experience. So when you'll ask questions, so you used to buy, used to sell backdoor stuff, all these type of things and all. So she said, now enough is enough. So do you really blame her? So you don't blame her. Make sincere tawbah, tell her now my income is halal, I'm making tawbah and so forth and so on, and turn to be a better Muslim, especially now in Ramadan. If you are sincere and you cry to Allah, Allah, and don't go again to that bad elements and bad friends of yours, because the shaitan will always come, one more deal. So always there's one more is very dangerous. So brother, so you are the guilty party, and now you make peace with Almighty Allah via tawbah inshallah, ask Allah for forgiveness and make peace with your wife, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you happy, inshallah.
Let's go to Nell's prayer to start. Mufti Sahib, it is said not to play with two things, nikah and talaq. If either is said just between the two, then is it valid? Mufti Sahib, so why do we need three witnesses for nikah and none for talaq? Ustad, now straight.
Brother, we have to just rephrase that question a little bit. For nikah, you don't need three witnesses. Nikah means marriage. You need two male witnesses. And remember, for talaq also you need witnesses, but it's not compulsory, but it's better and desirable. The Quran Sharif mentions it in Surah 65, verse number 2. So it's not that you don't need witnesses. It's better to have the witnesses, but sometimes husband, wife are alone in the bedroom and so forth, or at home, where are you going to look for witnesses? So Islam is a practical religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. So nikah is easy because you're going to arrange it, a happy occasion. So therefore, there you must have two male witnesses. So for nikah, my brother, that you will have the boy, the husband. You will have the lady, she won't come to the mosque, but her representative. And then you have two male witnesses, and then you need idnul wali, the girl's biological father, not stepfather, not adopted father, not foster father. The biological father must give permission, provided that he's Muslim. So that is these are the requirements. Then the nikah will be valid and so forth. But for talaq, because talaq happens when husbands are gone crazy, ballistics, you must remember that. So they say it happened in anger. So obviously, while making love to your wife, you won't give talaq. So when the arguments, and so it's not always you're going to find, you must remember, witnesses there. It happens in the darkness of the night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So Islam has given checks and balances. Oh, husband, you control your anger and your temper, and do not utter the word of talaq anytime. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. Do not make the verses of Almighty Allah a mockery and a joke. Allah mentions this in the text and context of talaq and nikah, so to show that all these are serious, serious businesses.
Ustad, we've got a student of Deen, Farid in Darul Ulum, Zakaria, and she says, "Dear Mufti Sahib, I am like a Betty to you, like a daughter. I Farid last year, of course, got married immediately after it. But Mufti Sahib, my marriage is on the rocks." So sister wants to know, Ustad, when Mufti Sahib and Abba Fatima has an argument, how does Mufti Sahib resolve it? Please help me, Mufti Sahib. Maybe it's because I went against my parents. Ustad, student of Deen, 21 years old.
These are the things I can't understand. Now take this here. Chalo, we call you Betty. You say you're my daughter, so we call you Betty. Now Betty, let's look at the sequence of events. You told your beloved parents, "Me, I want to go study there in the girls' madrasa next to Darul Zakaria." That is what I understand from the question, right? So you were happy, your parents were happy, does that. Then the Maulana, the husband, the Hafiz Sahab, Qari Sahab, business Sahab, so whoever came and he got good references for you and whatever you, so he said he's interested and you said fine. But because he came with the BMW, be my wife, you said, "My Betty, I to boharu lage," that he got mal, he got jamal, he got handsomeness, he got wealth, all that. But your parents, they said, "No, Betty, don't get married." But you were stubborn. Now that is what beats me. One side, you say you alima, this, that. First of all, for you, woman, I tell you, don't use that term. Say taliba. So we will use the word Betty, the term taliba. You're a student, you studied. Didn't you study the hadith in Tirmidhi, the hadith in Abu Dawood, the hadith in Mishkat? La nikaha illa bi waliin. That nikah is not valid except with the consent of the father. And remember, it's authentic hadith that. And remember that always, again I'm repeating and reiterating, all you Muslim daughters, Muslim girls, never get involved in a marriage where your parents are against it. Even though they gave the permission, albeit they gave it reluctantly, so they didn't give you wholehearted blessings. Now you just got married and now maybe 3 months, 6 months, and so forth. So you must remember now the marriage and the rocks and so forth. So why? Because you did not take the dua, the blessing of your parents, and now see that you say you studied, and now you and husband, every day is some issue. He says red, you say pink. He says blue, you say green. He say one, you say one and a half and two. Sair and sawasair, we say in Urdu and so forth. So me tutu. You see, that is what is happening. So now what we have to do, you have to go back to your parents. Not for talaq and so forth. Go and ask them for forgiveness. Allah. And tell them, oh parents, now I understand the blessings and the lessons I must take in life. Always I must make mashura with you and my husband, your husband, and so forth. And then you can go. So let you go first and ask your parents forgiveness. And tell your parents to forgive you. Because now you deflowered. Now your marriage is on the rocks. Allah alone knows that whether the marriage will go on or not. Our aim will be that yes, the marriage should go on. But you have to do that. Then you ask me a personal question. That you must remember that what happens if me and Fatima, my wife, we have argument. So I just walk away, finish and clear. But sometime I will blow my gasket. Then she knows that she'll just walk away. Then what will happen is that after 1 hour, 5 hours, I will come and butter her up, you see, because she's very intelligent. So you must remember that. So that then we'll say, no, you know what, that I'll take you overseas, we'll do this, we'll do that. You know, in the good old days. So see, so one party has to keep quiet. But you women won't listen. You know, nowadays they speak about vaccine. So give vaccine, give vaccine. So your women are just like the vaccine, you know. So, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Just give, just give. You can't keep quiet. Why you don't keep quiet? Just keep quiet. So you must remember, three-quarters the problem will be solved. But you will go on. And not only yesterday, today, say every time also it will go on. Mm. So that is the big problem. You must remember that. I don't say all, but majority of the women are like that. And the men also got no. I'm using this term so much. Common sense is no more common today. In majority of the cases, that husband, don't you know what Sayyidina Ali did? When there was an argument, he went to sit in the masjid. So you also walk away. Why must you keep on going and all this everything? So you, sister, my astonishment and surprise is that you, Betty, that I can't still reconcile this. Your teachers, with due respect, they were great, great ulama, they are. But I'm sure they taught you that, that women, daughters, don't get married unless your parents are happy. But you see, you women, you young, 20, 21, 22 years old, now you see the dollars and all that flashing, you see the handsomeness, you see the cars and all that, so you get carried away. That's why I use the term. The other day, one guy in the street, in the masjid, you know, he said, Mufti, that term you use, a top term, Mal and Jamal. He's an ordinary business guy. He said, I learned it from you, Mal and Jamal. That is the problem today. People look at the money and the wealth and they look at the beauty. There's nothing to do with character, piety, this, that. So sister, so what steps you going to take? Number one, dua. Number two, you ask your parents forgiveness. Third one, tell your parents to forgive you and make dua. Their izzat, honor also is at stake, reputation and so forth. So they make dua and then you'll all have a meeting and inshallah it's still Ramadan and we're going to enter the 10 days next week, that they last 10 days. So before all that, so let's sort everything out in a decent, respectable manner. And if all parties are sincere, then all might Allah states, "I yurida islaha." If all parties go in with the intention of reconciliation, yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma. Allah Jalla wa Ala will reconcile and his help will come also.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. I love you, Ustad. I love the answer you give. I see Betty, the student of Deen, says, her name is Selma. Please, somebody told me to tell Mufti Sahib, must ask Apa Fatima to make dua, because the duas are very, very mustajabat. And the sister says, Mufti Sahib G, she married a rich boy, Hafiz al-Quran, but his only problem is drugs. Ustad.
Inna lillahi. You see, that is now a big problem. And now I have to go to the other side there. Yes, yes, Fatima's duas are powerful. You must remember this time.
Subhanallah.
So you must remember this 100% inshallah.
Ameen.
So let us carry on. I'm speaking generally now. It's not only you, Ben, Betty, Salma, and this one and that one. You see, when we look at drugs, So many youngsters. No, no, understood. Then they have to pay. Go to this rehab. Go. I got my students in the rehab. So I ask them sometimes, what's the latest? I got students in the boy rehab. I got my students in the girl rehab. And sometimes I just, you know, when I got 5-10 minutes, I just phone them. They phone me or whatever. And we contact one another. I said, tell me what's going on. If they are honest, and they are honest, and people are honest, your success rate in the rehab and so forth is not more than 20, 25, maximum 30%. So what's going to happen is that you must remember, you can take them to the best rehab, best social workers, best doctors. I say this in front of them, and in front of the Maulanas and the doctors and whoever are there. I said, all of you, to my brothers and so forth, that remember that nobody can help you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the plight and condition of a person until and unless he himself changes. So you need to have a good talk with your hubby and tell him, see, you married him. He's a hafiz of Quran. Doesn't he know what Quran says? إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ. Is napak, is impure. It is something that totally hated, detested by Allah, min amali shaitan. And remember, it's the handiwork of shaitan. Fajtanibu, you must abstain from it. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you'll be successful. So it shows if you continue with it, you won't be successful. So that is what they call drug addict, alcoholic, you know, addicted to alcohol, gambling addiction, pornography addiction. So all these addictions, nobody can help you. Remember that. Who will help you? Almighty Allah will help you. Surah 13 and verse number 11. Provided that you help yourself. So how are you going to help yourself? You got your friends Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. That's what. Cut off ties with them. So when you cut off ties with them, now you're at least turning to the right path. And then when you have that craving, when you have that urge for this, so that's the time you say, Ya Allah, I kept this fast in Ramadan. I made it 12, 13, 15, 18 hours, whatever way, whichever country you are in. So you help me, Ya Allah. I don't want to go back. So when you cry, you beg, you suppress your desires. That's why we are fasting. It is a major service you must remember. Remember that of what? To get become a better human being, a better Muslim. My car has to go for service. It went last week, but it was a minor service. So you go major service, bumper to bumper. You must remember that. So what is this from head to toe? I have to become a better person, better Muslim. So better husband. So you're a hafiz, my brother. So it must not happen because of drugs. You lose your Quran. I know hundreds, not 50, hundreds of students like that. They forgot the Quran because of drugs. So you must remember that. So you ask them, read one juice, one supara, they can't read now. Drugs finish them up. So you must remember these type of things here, yeah? That you, my brother, you can make this marriage work, and you, Betty, you can make it work, but both of you must be sincere to one another. Call up a meeting, and the 4 or 5 of you must be there, husband, wife, the girl's parents must be there, and if you want somebody from the husband's side, his father or whoever, so call them, and then while you're fasting, discuss it, so that inshallah, Allah's mercy comes to all parties.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I see another sister in Marlboro start says that, dear Mufti Sahab, we know what it's like with the drug story. They very unstable and the kids suffer. My daughter also got divorced, Ustad. Sister from Marlboro.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, sister. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm endorsing your sentiments. I told you, you go to the best rehab. You will find the success rate is what? 25-20%. So it means 80% of the time they're not successful. They keep on going that. And then when they do that, the marriage will never work. The marriage will always suffer and so forth. And when these children, remember, it just gets worse, you will remember. So therefore, we're trying to, inshallah, make dua. Allah Ta'ala, help the sister, help the parents, help him, the youngster, Hafizab. So inshallah, sometime we get caught up in paid company and so forth. Therefore, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from jari su, the bad neighbor also, fi daril muqama, in the place of residence. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jali. Ya Allah, protect me from paid companions also. also, bad friends also. So all this Islam has taught us, we must remember this. But you see that on the media, that the people tell me all this. They say every second advert, third advert has to do with alcohol, has to do with. So they promote it and so forth. Then they will say, you got the alcohol problem. But who promoting it? See, I show you, I just simple example I give you. The hypocrisy of all 90%, 80% of these countries, democracy. In the plane you go, this is a smoke-free plane. We're flying 6 hours, 8 hours, 2 hours. Nobody is allowed to smoke, even in the lavatory. That's the word they use normally. So, meaning in the bathroom, toilet, whatever you want to call. So, but after 1 hour, half an hour, all the daru is coming. All the alcohol is coming. All that is coming. So I always tell my wife, look at these shaitans. That I don't smoke, we don't drink, alhamdulillah. So you must, we hate both of them, alhamdulillah. We hate the smoke and we hate the drink also. So I say, look at these shaitans. That because the tobacco industry does not bring you must so much revenue like the alcohol industry. So alcohol, they said, is fine in the plains, but tobacco, they say, is not. But the alcohol is worse than the tobacco. You see, that is what I mean when I say common sense is not common. Tell me one person in the world with a proper mind that alcohol is not worse than smoking and all that. But the money speaks all languages. That's the problem today.
17 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Let's go to the next question. Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, why is that the daughter-in-law or daughter that does most is treated the worst? Those who don't do anything, nothing is said about them. Ustad, anonymous.
Remember that a person needs to ask themselves introspection. If you, the daughter, daughter-in-law, whoever, you are doing the most. So ask yourself, for who are you doing it? If you're doing it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then you'll continue doing. That is called ikhlas. But if you are doing it always that people must appreciate it, always people must pat you on the back and so forth. This is Islam. And I give you the references so you will see how the references will help you in life. It is the month of Ramadan. And this is not only for Ramadan. This is for all time. But how it will impact us even now. What does Almighty Allah teach us? In chapter 76, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Who are the pious people? They are feeding. Feeding who? Because of the love of Almighty Allah. Sometimes the poor, Muslim or non-Muslim. This is voluntary charity. وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Sometimes the orphans. Sometimes those in prison. So you go, you gave them food, you gave them money, you gave them material support, whatever. All that you did, chapter 76, verse 8. Why are you doing it, O person? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed you for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. We do not want from you and we don't expect from you any recompense and any thanks. That is for the person giving, for the person doing. And for the person who is receiving, Mustafa Rahmat. This is now chapter 76, verses 8 and 9. And for the person who's receiving all the benefit, you, the daughter, daughter-in-law, just rectify your intentions and motives. We are doing for the love of Allah. Whether daughter, mother-in-law make vaccine, you know what I mean by that? The talking and all that. So just don't worry about you, carry on, because you're doing for Allah's sake. And for the person who's receiving the benefit and to who is benefiting in all this, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. Those who are not grateful to humanity in reality are not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. So when you are grateful to Almighty Allah, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, I will increase my bounties and favors. verses. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ And when you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ Then my punishment is severe. So Allah will punish them because of their ungratefulness. But you must not stop doing it because you are doing it for who? For the love and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So that is the way Islam will look at it. But we are human beings. We have emotions. I'm a teacher. I know that we did this for this student, that student. But the same student will stab you in the back. So you must remember that. But still we make dua. We don't make bad dua. You understand? Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Give them this. But you feel hurt, 100%. After all, we are human beings. But then come back to the main question again. For who are you doing? So you must remember, yea, in media. You know how you get knocked in media. So you must remember that you will get knocked from pillar to post. But remember that you ask end of the day, for who are we doing? If we're doing for Allah, we carry on, carry on. So these great, great giants, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Ibn Taymiyyah, all of them landed up in jail. Whole, every one of them. For what? Not for their own benefit, but because they spoke the truth. And so Allah loved their security, their sincerity, and Allah let their name shine forever and posterity. So that is the lesson, you see. That khulus mehe fulus. Khulus mehe fulus. So when you have sincerity, Allah will bring the world at your feet. You must remember. But today we don't do that. We go beg this one, beg this one, beg this one. Then we get disgrace, zillatul ulama in dal aghniya, the disgrace of the ulama by the rich, and you can see it happening today. One. Then number two, you must remember, you buy the easy example I give. You buy a cow, so the milk comes worth. So do for Allah's sake, Allah will bring dunya at your feet. So ask yourself, my sister. You see, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, he went to madrasa. He, Imam Abu Hanifa, all contemporaries. He says, when we enrolled everything, we went to madrasa, all that. طَلَبَنَا الْعِلْمَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ Initially, my intention was all mixed up, you understood? Little bit for Allah, little bit for people. I must show them how much knowledge I got and so forth. But then the more Quran, the more Sunnah, the more dedicated, the more crying, begging. So what happens? طَلَبَنَا الْعِلْمَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَأَبَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ Then the intention got 100% rectified. Everything only for the love of Allah. خِدْمَتْ سَيْ خُدَىٰ مِلْتَىٰ So say, I'm doing for Allah's sake. Then finish, the problem is solved.
Somebody says, is it permissible for a husband and wife, Ustad, to have intercourse on the 14th and 15th of the month? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
What the question really is, that last night, the previous night, husband and wife were sitting in the bedroom and then the curtains were not closed properly. So then they looked outside and they saw the 14th night moon. Laylatul Badr Chodwi Raat Ki Chand. So the husband told his wife, darling, look at the full moon. But you know, my poor P, you look even more beautiful than the 14th night moon. Then everything started. You understood? So that's what the question is. Can a husband wife fulfill conjugal relationship on the full moon and that? Whether it's full moon or whether it's quarter moon, any night is all permissible. Remember that. However, the last 10 nights are coming. So remember, from Monday night it will start, this coming Monday, inshallah, here in South Africa. So this is just advice. It's not compulsory. So you must remember, Quran says, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 187, Uhilla lakum laylatu siyami rafathu ila nisaikum. Allah made the night permissible for you to go to your wife, for the wife to go to the husband. So that is Quran. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Iza dakhal al ashrul awakhir, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan came, then what the master did, Ahya laylahu, the whole night almost in ibadat. You would wake up the family. Come, come, you the wives, all of you wake up early. And that, you must remember that, then was shadda mi'izarahu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to the wives. You must remember, one was itikaf, but to show the ummah. So how I explain it is this, that you have odd nights and you have even nights. So you tell your wife and so forth, you know what, darling, Bopi, honey, that even nights we can do some. You understand? understand gymnastics and what. But all nights, we both make zikr and both make ibadat and so forth. So see, easy way for you. So 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, more and more dua, zikr. And mashallah, the even night, then husband, wife want to do, mashallah, no problem.
Somebody says, Ustad, some men play games with a woman. He gives them and their families all the hope that he wants to marry their daughter, just to drop her suddenly with a ridiculous WhatsApp message, etc. It seems men think they will always get away with things like this. They feel they are so powerful. But Mufti Saab, I want to know, will Allah punish men who play with other women's feelings like this? Anonymous sister in Islam, Ustad.
Again, three parts to that. When a person comes to you, he's not going to just come to your house or anything. So first, he will negotiate with your father, with some family member, or some friend of that family. So before you all say, come and see and thus and all, why don't you do homework? That who is this person? What are their beliefs? Do they first of all belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? They're not the Kufar Shia or Kufar Qadiani or Kufar Aga Khanis and all these mixed up characters. So that's number one. Number two, does he read Salat? If he don't read Salat, then how is he to look after you? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, today's world they say resume. Today's world they say CV. Curriculum vitae. Sayyidina Umar used to say, Sayyidina Umar was running quarter the world, one third of the world, almost half. So you must remember, he said, we want to employ this person. He used to tell the people, find out how's he in Salat. If he was meticulous, particular of Salat, give him the job. And if he was little bit lackadaisical, don't give him. That was the criteria by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. If a person can squander his Salat, then to squander anything else will be easy for him. So see today, 80% of Ummah don't read Salat, Ramadan 60% are not reading. So what do you expect then? So that's second point. Third point, where is he working? So is his income halal? Just now you heard about the brother saying, backdoor business and all this. So these are the homework you, the girl's family, is supposed to do. But we don't do that. We say, no. Umar Bote, you understand? She's going out 24, 25. Let them come. We're going to do so much homework to Pachi Reja. You know, she'll get left over. She'll just get old and all this type of thing. So we also a little bit. Then the boys, for them, is just one big game. This morning I laughed, you know, that articles we write with Allah's help in the Hadam in Fadli Rabbi, and all of you must get it, the Muslim woman, brilliant job they did there, I see. So one side is the Q&A of mine with Allah's help, and very informative. On the other side is Zanzibaris, or Zanzibar. So I see on the cover they got samosa run. So when I looked at it, I just smiled, you know, so, because me, I don't know nothing about all this. I just saw and I said, we're getting married, finished, and he got married. You see, so this time, no, all run around here and there and all that. So with Allah's help, everything, Allah's mercy. So the point I'm making here is this. So for the boys, it's just another goal. You understand? They play fools and this type of things. So why allow yourself that you become another, just another statistic, you understood? For them, you'll say, no, this. So you must now minimize the risk. Is his belief correct? Tick it off. Is his income correct? Tick it off. Is he particular with Salat? Tick it off. Like that. Anyone, he fails in this, finish. You don't come, please. You don't have to come. Finish. End of the story. I have nieces. I have this. How many times people, then they contact me? That time, now 20 years ago, I was speaking of. That's why I just said, forget it. Now, then I would tell my brothers, tell my sisters, just forget it. You understand? Bad call. If you don't go into detail, just finish this. Just tell him not to come. End of the story. So you must remember these type of things here. So the point I'm making is both parties. The girls' party, do proper homework. You, the boys' party, ittaqillah. What you are saying, you play with people's emotions. 100% they get punished. Quran says that. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ اهْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Chapter 33, verse 58. And those who cause harm to the believing men and believing women without justification. So you are carrying upon yourself a big, big buhtan, a wild accusation, and big, big sin, wa isma mubina. So obviously it's a major, major sin. For major sin is punishment and so forth. So, but minimize the risk and so forth. So make the istikhara, make the mashura, do the homework, and in that way, then there, you won't have to go through all these things here.
Somebody says here from Anonymous, Ustad Durban, Shoo Mulana Arafat, how sweet Mufti Saab is, and Abba Fatima is so lucky, her halbi is so loving. Make dua for us, Mufti Saab. This is Ma from Durban, Ustad.
Ma, everybody will say that, but if you ask the wife, they say other things, you know. So you must. Today I was teaching students. In the morning I teach some students, a doctor and this one and that one. So I taught them about, you know, people who are in illness, sickness, sakarat, and all that. So then the one hadith came, Bukhari Sharif. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, it's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Wa ra'asa. So I looked at the doctor, I said, Doc, in your language you will say that I'm suffering from a terrible migraine. People will say I'm suffering from a splitting headache. That's the translation. Then Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa ra'asa. That, you know, that my head also is paining. Then husband, wife, they talk, you know. So Nabi alayhi salam said, oh, Aisha, Siddiqa, meaning my most beloved wife. They don't worry. If you pass away before me, lo sabaktini, la dafantu, la ghassaltuki. If you pass away before me, I will give you ghusl. I will bury you. Now who is telling who? Who is telling who? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to Hazrat Aisha. What was the response of Siddiqa, said Aisha? Ya Rasulallah, then after you bury me, you'll go by your other wives? You see? So you must remember, husband-wife relationship is like that. You must remember these kind of things here. One, the husband will say, then the wife will say, and it carries on. You see, there was that one boy, Waliyullah Buzruk. So his wife say, the people say, you Buzruk. Me, I don't believe nothing, you Buzruk. You understand? So this. So one day she saw somebody flying in the air, like you see, so like that. So she told her husband, you know, today I saw a buzruk. That, see, that person was flying in the air. He's the waliullah. So he told her, it was me flying. Then she said, yes. Therefore, he was flying so crooked also. You see? So husband-wife relationship is like that, you must remember. See, this is lessons for us to learn. So don't expect too much praise from husband or from wife. And that main thing, you must meet, the hearts must meet. And when the hearts meet, then there'll be unity of thought. And then you must remember, you'll go in the same direction. And every day, you married 5 years, 10, 20, 40 years, doesn't matter. Every day, read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina. Every day read Asma'ul Husna, and Allah Jalla's mercy will come. Allah Ta'ala protect us all.
So okay. there's a listener wants to know, where can I get a decoder, and do we need to have a satellite dish to operate the decoder, Ustad?
Yes, you will require a satellite dish. If you are in Durban, follow the phone, this contact this number 031-001-3332, and our brothers are there, Yusuf Mehter and Mona Khalid and Dawood Mon. If you are here in the Johannesburg area, phone to contact this number 011-854-2990, 854-2990. And if you're in Ladysmith, Moana Salim Karim is there. So it's 600 rand per decoder, and you will require a dish. Okay, Jazakallah khair. Quickly, let me run through the program. Inshallah, we'll have news at 12 o'clock with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, Moana Suleiman Qatani, 12:05 to 1. Then the Zohar Azan, then Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26 and verses 69 to 89. Surah Shu'ara, verses 69 to 89. Then 1:30 to 2, we go to the archives. Surah A'raf, chapter 7, verses 14 to 18. Then 2 to 2:30, inshallah, the Ramadan Q&A, special Ramadan with Brother Suleiman Esop. 2:30 to 3, Mawlana Ridwan Kaji, inshallah. Then 3 to 3:30 will be the repeat of this morning. Q&A, and then around 3:35, 3:40, Brother Alameen Templeton till 5 o'clock, and thereafter we go to Durban with Hafiz Wadi, and the program continues there. So mashallah, every night the program is the same, that obviously Taraweeh, the local and international. So make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hadrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Well, it's time for our 12 o'clock news. We go to Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.